Indiana manufacturers want to be able to continue to use certain types of toxic PFAS. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports a state House bill aims to change the definition of PFAS under Indiana law to exclude the specific chemicals they want to use.
The Indiana Manufacturers Association says there aren't good alternatives for the PFAS used to make things like medical devices, and that these PFAS are safer than the two main ones the federal government is trying to limit. But an Indiana University researcher says once they're in the environment, these PFAS can break down into more dangerous chemicals. University of Notre Dame professor Graham Peasley says, "We're discovering new toxic effects of PFAS all the time, and these chemicals will far outlive us all."
The PFAS that we have released for the last 60 years, the chemical companies told us it was safe. They aren't. It has been into the water and has been into our bodies. Everybody in this room has PFAS, a man-made chemical, in their blood. Congratulations.
Rather than changing a scientific definition, opponents of the bill say Indiana should instead make exceptions for PFAS in essential uses like medical devices. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The bill passed out of committee and now moves to the full House for consideration.